What is up, everybody? I don't know why that took so long to go live from when I hit the live button, but we are finally live back again. It's Thursday, 9:30 p.m. So we are back with another episode of What Did Adam Say? Episode 10 of Season 4. I have my good friend Anthony Alvarez, aka Mr. Ukulele. He is somebody I met through the music scene when I was, you know, into hip hop more heavy. At a music competition in LA when he was real young. I just kind of followed along with him. We became Facebook friends, and this kid ended up being one of the best tattoo artists I know. And I'm honored to call him my friend, and I know you guys are going to enjoy this. So make sure you share with your friends, get it out there, and let's freaking go.
What am I doing? Created a movement, won't ruin what you are pursuing. But I wake up every morning, never yawning, cause I
wake up with the intent to make today my bitch. And I don't need to hear you talking, so just shut your lips. Cause I'ma make it, yeah, I'ma make it, I'ma make it, I'ma make it. Lord have mercy, I'ma make it. I wake up with the intent to make today my bitch. And I don't need to hear you talking, so just shut your lips. I'ma make it. Yeah, I'ma make it, I'ma make it, I'ma make it. Lord have mercy, I'ma make it.
This shit is crazy, right? This shit is crazy.
This shit is crazy, right?
It is.
I really was so looking forward to seeing you last month, and then it all kind of like fell through. I'm fucking been dumb broke lately, and your other appointments fell through. I think my fiance would have killed me if I were to go tattoo at this point in time.
Oh yeah, it's all good. We'll be here forever.
For real, yeah. I mean, I was honored to have my tattoo done for the V Friends thing by you. I know it's like really simple, and it sucks because I'm like, I'll talk about you and how talented you are, and they're like, well, which one did he do? I'm like, well, here's the thing,
the smallest one I have.
Yeah, like exactly. I was like, look at his page though, like, and I show them that, but it's crazy to see, you know, how dope your work is, and it keeps improving.
Appreciate it very much. It's my life.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you have a very unique style that, like, you can tell that you put a lot of like thought and practice into. It's really nice. I feel like a lot of tattoo artists just kind of rush their whole process, and you can't really do that. You have to take your time, but not really, because like you were so quick, but not rushed. It was the weirdest thing ever. Like, it was the quickest, probably like least painful tattoo that I've ever had, and just smooth, like my lines and everything are just perfect, you know. Perfectly, like, I'm not
perfect like the drawing.
Exactly. Like, literally completely perfect like the drawing. And it's, I don't know, that shit's so cool to me, man. Like, I'll never understand it. Like, my cousin, he used to tattoo, and he would explain to me that it was like you have six layers of skin or something like that, and you guys are like tattooing through like the second one or something like that.
We can go all the way down to the bone.
Uh-oh.
Know what we're doing. Go all the way down there. But to the second layer and whatnot. And if you actually ever like cut your arm or got like peeled the skin off or something, the tattoo underneath your first layer of skin is more vibrant. Like, if you like scrape your knee or something, you have a knee tattoo, like, it'll look brand new if your skin layer fell off. It's crazy.
What the hell?
It's insane.
Skin is a weird thing, right? Because it's like
skin.
We don't think about it as like, wait, why do you laugh when I say skin? Is it, you call it canvas?
I never heard anybody say that.
Skin?
How do you use it in a sentence in terms of tattoo?
What do you mean?
We're going to work on some skin today. Is that what you mean?
No. I don't even know. Oh shit, what is that? Is that a rose? Yeah, it is. That's fire.
The cut makes it look new again.
That's on the knee?
No, that's somebody's hand.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It's crazy how that works.
And will it stay that way, or will it, like, heal and look weird? Like, will, like, new layers of skin heal over that and make it fade a little bit?
It would just revert back to its normal self, like how the rest of the photo is.
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is what a fresh tattoo would look like under that layer of skin, and then it heals in time to go back to that faded look. But I don't think anybody purposely rubs their skin off just to get it clean.
You never know, man. You really never know. I'm still astonished. Like, my tattoo that went away on my right arm, I just will never fully understand that. Why it's just gone, basically. Well, like 80% gone. So it's just there. And it's just I look at it every day and I hate it so much.
Was it done in color, gray? What was it supposed to be?
It was all color, yeah. I think there was, like, no black in it. He did, like, no outlining or anything. He's like, let me try something.
That's scary. That's really scary.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hey, my tattoos weren't there when I woke up the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, it just was. It was over time. It was over time for sure. It's like none of my other ones, even the ones that are older than that, have faded. It doesn't make sense. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. That's why eventually I got to have you just tap my whole fucking arm.
Let's do it. Shit. I would like to go out there and do it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I mean, that'd be fire. After we buy a house, which is next year, then, you know, we could start saving up for a tattoo. And it should be good by then. So there's a lot of things going on right now. Like, I just started working a full-time job and shit again. Yeah, on top of everything. I was just like, fuck it. I need to make guaranteed money. I need to buy this house and get out of here. Like, both her and I, our credit is almost there, like, where we want it. We want it to be at 700. We're pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, everything's kind of falling in line. It's a lot of fucking work though.
Well, I used to have to go back to work a lot of times before I was able to tattoo full time. And like around the time you guys came, I was booked out for every single day of every month. But now that it's cold out and people are probably saving for the holidays, it's like, I have no tattoos for the whole month. It's like, I'm hoping I get hit up. But the reason why I don't have to get a job now is because I have so much saved from the past few months that it's almost like I don't even have to work for the rest of the year. But I always try little incentives. I didn't have any tattoos for the last 3 weeks of October, but I made this big-ass Halloween flash sheet. And I put $200 on it, like on an Instagram ad, and then I gained 170 followers, and they booked out the rest of the 3 weeks, and I made about $2,400 off of the $200 post.
Hell yeah.
So those are things that no one taught me ever, and I didn't know about that my beginning years, and I used to have to get a job every other fucking month. I was an Amazon driver, a caregiver, a pizza delivery boy, all that stuff. But we'll get there.
It's crazy what you've been through because you're young. You're young as fuck. You're 24?
Yeah, I just turned 24 yesterday.
Oh, shit. Happy belated birthday. How the fuck? I haven't really been on Facebook or anything lately.
I'll let it
damn,
slide.
24. But that's just crazy young, bro. And you have all this success with, like, your business, and it's, like, just getting started realistically. Like, have you thought about, like, being able to franchise that out, or like not even like a franchise, like, but I don't know, you know what I mean, like bringing it to different cities at scale?
I would love to, but instead of being like a wild dreamer, I'm more realistic, and although I'm good, there are people that are insanely good and they still don't get that big break or whatever. So it's like right now I'm, I guess, dreaming about that stuff, but right now it's like harvesting and nesting and doing the fundamentals and like learning the trade and the history of it and going back to the roots of like American traditional and stuff like that. And I'm just trying to pay homage to the people that are up there. That way, if one day I do get up there, they won't think I'm just some like new wave iPad nerd, and they can at least see that I draw on paper and stuff like that. But I guess in the future, I would like, I wouldn't say a franchise, but a big building with like many tattooers.
Yeah.
Like huge. Yeah.
That would be fire. Like a factory.
That would be insane.
Where do you see like tattooing going? Like you're going back, you said, to the American classic style, right? So where do you see it going from here? Do you see it kind of like the industry shifting that way, or is that just the style you like to go with?
That is a style that people laugh at and think it's dumb or too simple or stuff like that. But it's honestly one of the hardest ones, because like to pack the color in perfectly and do the bold outlines and do like the old sailor style tattoos, that's what a tattoo is. Now there's like people that have portraits of like their dog or their grandma. That's a tattoo, but it's not like a tattoo. It's just that's body art at that point. It's not what right. a tattoo is. But what I see happening to tattoos is it's probably going to go down for tattoo artists, because learning now, I can see why I was a hated tattooer when I started, because I was just buying shit off Amazon and tattooing people in my house. And there were artists that used to have to apprentice by scrubbing toilets and probably sucking dick or something just to get in a damn tattoo shop. But nowadays, people like me can go on Amazon, buy a $20 machine, tattoo their friends, and call themselves a tattooer. Mm-hmm. So that's what a lot of the shops were calling me. That's why I don't have any. That's why I'm not in somebody else's shop right now, because once you're in your house tattooing, nobody will ever accept you into their shop. So I think that right now I'm trying to not kiss their ass, but like prove myself. Although I'm 4 years in and I have my own shop, I'm trying to at least go back to year one and do the fundamentals to pay respects to these people, to let them know like, hey, I understand now. But I totally feel them. And I feel like in the future, tattooing is just going to go downhill for everybody, because if you can buy a tattoo machine off Amazon right now, why would you go to me and pay hundreds of dollars when you can do it yourself?
Because I'm going to fuck it up.
Well,
that's why.
There's people that sell Jordans, and then there's people that sell the replicas. If you don't know shit, you can't tell the difference.
Right.
One is $300, one is $30. If someone like this guy right here can't tell the difference between a good Mac Miller portrait and a bad Mac Miller portrait, they only see tattoo Mac Miller. They're not going to care which one is the better one. They're probably going to go with the cheaper one, which is probably their friend at home. And artists like me that aren't already high up there are going to probably lose business inevitably, I think.
I don't know. I could see it going another way too, because especially with NFTs, I feel like people are starting to get a deeper appreciation and understanding for what art is. Like, art is a lot of things, including what you do, obviously. So, mm-hmm. It's just up to people to start really accepting that. Excuse me. Fucking water. This is why we do water checks, guys. Hey, are you still doing music at all?
I'm actually diving back into it. After that last album I released in 2019, I started realizing that I like to do it for myself. I don't really care if I get famous or anything like that, but there were people that were trying to just not work with me as a group. They were just trying to work with me so I can pay them for their time. And it's like, if we're both on the bottom step of this staircase, why the fuck am I paying you?
Right.
And that made me lose my interest in making music if it's just about making money. But now I'm a little more content with my lifestyle because I get to make a living off of some form of art that I don't care about making money off tattoos, I mean, of music or spending money on it. So I'll buy some equipment here and there, or I'll pay a guy here or there to do some studio work, but I don't actively make music. I wait until I'm on the porch smoking a cigarette. I hear a tune in my head, and then I'll hit a guy up and say, let's make my thought come to life. But I'm not actively writing anything or planning anything like that.
Yeah, I haven't been either. And I'm about to drop another EP this year. I think. I might not get it out this year. I might not get my way, but we'll see. I'm trying to drop it as an NFT.
Like, that'd be crazy.
Yeah. I'm trying to do it different, and my mind is going a billion different places. Like, I could go character based, like, you know, like a lot of the all of the NFT projects have done, like all the Avastars and Eternal Royals and V Friends and CryptoPunks and Bored Apes. They're all characters. So like I could make them different characters of it. I don't know. Like I'm just trying to figure out exactly how I want to do it. And either way, I feel like it's probably going to be my best music release because if I do it the right way, that's why I don't think I'm going to get it out this year, because I want to do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be crazy. I think it's going to fucking, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about going on one more run.
Might as well, man, because the only thing that pushes me the last push I need to do something is the thought that you do know you're gonna die one day, right? Are you gonna regret not fucking doing that? Even if it's a complete fail, like that stage dive video you have up. I mean, if it's like that, just do it. But then there's people like Token and Justin Clancy that make me feel like I never want to rap again because they're fucking amazing.
Yeah, dude, Justin Clancy's new EP is so fucking good, man. Like, I was actually listening to that while I was working out last night. I just put it on repeat, the EP, and I think I went through like 2.5 times, something like that, while I was working out. And I'm about it. Like, I just love that album so much, man.
It's amazing. It's crazy that, because when I met you at the California thing, I also met him there too. And
I didn't know he was there with us.
Yeah, it was he came with Token and what the fuck? Colin Composition.
Oh man.
John Glass and all them, and they were doing like a cypher right outside the little garage thing, and we were just all sitting around there, and Justin was just out of his mind. I asked him if he remembered, he doesn't even remember that at all.
Yeah.
But it's insane to see. It sucks that you have to nearly die to be able to make great art or like come back as he did. But like, I don't know. He's just very inspiring. That shit is amazing.
Dude. Yeah. And I didn't get to go to his show because I had my son that weekend, but I was watching some of the videos of it, man. Like, it's just straight chills. He just performed at the Middle East up here, which is like, you know, that's a big venue. And everybody's just singing along to his lyrics, man. I'm like, I could tell he was playing the piano and he's singing, and then he kind of looked away for a second and was like, okay, he stood up, and then he like sat back down and tried to sing, and was just like, he was just like, oh my God, because everybody was like singing his whole song for him, and he just was like, I could tell he was feeling hella emotional in the moment.
Hell yeah.
That's why we love him though.
So he's like well known in Boston, like he's a big name in there.
I mean, I don't know. I know he's got a big online following. I think it's kind of like spread everywhere, but he's got to have a decent fan base here and it to be able to do the Middle East. So, you know, it's because that's usually like top tier artists are performing downstairs at the Middle East,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's based upon that he has a good fan base out here, but I know it's spreading like herpes for sure.
Out of nowhere, either. Because like, I'm friends with him on Facebook. He was just like a normal person. He'd like my status or comment on something one day, and then next day you're performing for people. Like, what the fuck? When did you even become a musician? I didn't even know anything about this.
Yeah.
That happened.
This is it. Yeah, he's just been low-key learning how to play every instrument. Like, fuck him. All right. Playing piano and guitar and singing like an angel.
But that's the kind of results you get when it's do or die. I believe that it was do or die for him, literally. And his recovery and stuff like that. It was either do this or do that and die. And do this. Fuck it.
Yeah. I mean, another big part of it is definitely Knox Beats, too. Knox Beats executive produced the whole album, I'm pretty sure. Did all the beats and everything. And he's so incredible, man. Like, and I'm pretty sure he like mixed and mastered it. I might be mistaken, but dude, it's just his mixes are so clean. The way like every like, man, it sounds so professional. It sounds top tier. It's crazy. Like you said, out of nowhere, literally. Like he's just been grinding. I've been paying attention to all of the songs he's been dropping over the past few years. They've all been super fire, and I could tell like his whole sound was changing, and you know I think he actually deleted like all of his old shit off of streaming services, and it's just, you know, like his newer shit, and it's all been fire. So like when this EP came out, I wasn't surprised, but it just was like, damn, all right, I'm going to sit with this for a while. I'm going to play with that. Play that one.
Rewrite your whole album.
Yeah, it really is like one of those things where I haven't picked up the pen since he dropped it. Mm-hmm. And he dropped it and I was making music and writing and I'm like almost done writing. And then like I heard the album and I'm like, fuck, dude, I need to like take this album to a different level. If I'm going to release it as an NFT, like, needs to be like, I'm pretty good at mixing and mastering, but it needs to be great. Right. You know, like, and I need the beats to be slapping, which, you know, I can get the stems for and shit, but they're all slapping so far.
Was your intro song one of the songs?
That was from my last album, the one I just released in on my birthday in March.
Mm-hmm. Where's that on Spotify?
Yes, sir. Meta. It's the word. I don't know why. This is a great name, but it's just too long. It's Metempsychosis. and it was Organic's idea, and I was just like, bet, that's it. And I don't know why. Like, looking back, I'm like, I probably could have named it something better, but it's all right. If you look up ATAK, you can find it too, like ATAK. And we released fucking, me and Castro released an album. I think I played that for you while I was getting tatted.
Hmm.
That shit's so fire.
You have a good sound. I don't know, man. You really do. And it's like the person I'm looking at right now doesn't look like what I vision singing or rapping those songs that you'd be playing. And I'm like, even if you don't think you could make it, you can like literally wear a fucking costume, make a whole new page, a whole new name, and just be like this mysterious guy that nobody knows what he really looks like, and start over. Because do you ever feel like people don't listen to you because it's you? You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's like, it's not pop. I'm not like popular anymore. So it's like, you know, it's people like kind of follow trends a lot. That's how I feel. Especially
when about doing, like, if I ever release something new, just make a new Instagram, never show my face, I won't personally promote it at all. I would just put it out there and I would just rap, sing, do whatever the fuck out of the box. Nobody will ever know it's me. Cause I feel like even as artists, sometimes we like don't fully say what we want to say because we still got this face at the end of the day. So people are going to be like, damn, Adam, did you really say that? Or your girlfriend will be like, Adam, did you really fucking say that? But if nobody knows it's you, nobody will know if you're actually lying or telling the truth, or nobody's fact checking or judging, because there's nobody, there's no face to judge.
Imagine if you blew up, like, just then what?
You go, it's me, I don't know.
It's me. And then they're like, oh, never mind. They're just all disappointed. Like, the reveal is just awful for them. Nah, I feel like my new music is really, 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 really different. And that's why I'm, like, I'm doing it as an EP. Because, like, all the material that I'm releasing, it just, like, it felt like it was a project. Like, I wanted it to be an album, but I was just, like, these few songs are just, like, so perfect together. And I'm just, that's an EP. Mm-hmm. And I'm like basically done, dude. I have the last verse of a song to write. It's not a 16 though, it's a 24.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like 12 through.
Do you have trouble ever writing the second verse?
Yeah, all the time.
So you find ways to go around it?
I just like get in. It's always the first line for me. Like if I can just get past that first line, I'm good. But it's hard sometimes. Like the first line will hang me up sometimes for like an hour. Like I'm just sitting there like, what the fuck? Uh-huh. Like I just, I don't like that. Nah, I don't like that. No, fuck. Like just like going through shit in my head. Like I've never really done this because I know how psychotic it would look. If I ever recorded my recording process, I would look like such a psychopath. Like you would just see me spacing out like this. Oh yeah. Like I forget I'm like recording and shit. Like, cause I would just get in such a zone writing, dude. Like I couldn't do that.
Do you write your verse then record it? Or I know some rappers, they'll like play the beat and they'll like maybe freestyle a melody of how their verse is going to go, or they'll record as they go. Or do you write before you even start recording?
So my process for recording starts before recording. So what I do is I write to the beat and I don't record it. Like I write the full verse. So what happens is I'll write a bar, and then two bars, and then four bars, and then all of a sudden I almost have my verse done. Mm-hmm. And so now I have four bars done. It takes me a while to write five and six. So while I'm writing five and six, I'm like playing the verse back over, starting with the first four that I have written, and then writing the fifth one, and then playing it back again, doing all five, and then maybe writing a sixth one or playing it back until I get the sixth one. So like by the time I get to the end of my verse, I basically have it memorized.
Mm-hmm.
So I still look at my phone when I record, but it's almost like a safety blanket. Like I kind of don't look at it. I just kind of like space out at it, and I'm like, just in case. Like I'm not really even reading it. Like I'm reading way ahead. Like it's I don't understand because I'm not a good reader.
Mm-hmm.
But like somehow I'm literally speaking out loud while I'm reading ahead. Like how is that? How does?
It's just the idea of your lyrics being there. But I know exactly what you mean. But. Shit, it's been a while since I recorded anything. Like,
wow. 2 years?
Maybe 2 or 3 years, and it's crazy because that used to be my absolute life. Like, nothing else. Absolute life. And don't know. It's different now. You have a kid. You have a tattoo shop to run. And then you – I always wrote songs about the bad shit that was going on. There's not really bad shit going on now. So
yeah.
What am I going to talk about? And I'm not like a happy, bright person, so I can't be writing happy songs. I'm just waiting for something weird to happen so I can write about it.
Yeah, that's a good problem to have, though. Not having problems.
I have problems, but
not
songwriting problems. Car accident or money or your dog ran away. Those are real problems, but not songworthy. Mostly heartbreaks. That's it.
Yeah, we don't want those. I don't. Heartbreaks suck. They make good music, but they suck. I mean, it's. I feel like my life is in like constant flux right now, like just constantly changing. So I have so much that I'm processing, and then proceeding to write about it. So. Mm-hmm. There's just so much I'm realizing about myself, like the deeper I dive into it.
Do you ever just write without beats, or you always write when a beat is playing?
I usually 99.9% of the time write to a beat. I have a beat in mind, and that's what I write to. And I, you know, like most of the time I wish I could make little changes to the beat, like where I'm recording it. And I just can't. And because it's usually like a beat made by Casher that he like made and sent to me. And I feel bad to like ask him to do more work because he already sent me a free beat. I'm like, you know, like, and I just gotta suck it up and get better at producing because it's.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I mean, that's where the money's at, right?
It is clearly because. The dude that was helping me make my beats, I don't know if he was just lying or whatever, but he used to just say, oh, I'll charge you like $100, but everybody else is paying me $500 or something like that. I'm like, boy, you're younger than me. What are you talking about?
$500 for a beat is a little steep, a little steep.
It's a little weird, especially if we live 2 minutes away from each other. We went to high school together. We used to fucking play around and make songs in my bedroom. Who do you think you are now, like trying to, unless I was hitting you up like, hey, I would like your service, but not like, yo, we're friends, we're in a band together or something, why do I have to pay you?
Yeah,
I guess he's making a living off of that.
A lot of people are. And I mean, yeah, it's fucked up when people start doing that to their boys, though. Like, most of the time when producers are making beats, they're making mad beats, you know? So like, you're telling me there's nothing I can look through and like, you know, maybe it's not like your premium, but like just something, and I'll give you $100. Like I always have, like, I don't make music to make a living. I'm just doing it for fun. Like, and a lot of producers are kind of stingy about that.
I don't get it, man. I really don't.
Yeah.
But I guess it's not for us to get. It's their job. And
yeah, if they're making money doing it, people are buying it. So we need to audit them. Are they making money for real? I'm just
But I've been going through like some experiences that I never actually experienced before. I don't know if you ever read the book or saw the movie Lord of the Flies.
I've heard of it. What is it about?
It's just about a bunch of kids that I think were in a plane crash or a boat crash, and they swam to an island, and they were just like classmates. And then as the movie progressed, they started getting hungry, so they started having to eat each other or fucking kill each other, or they started like segregating. They're little kids, and they started like separating into clans, and then they would like kill each other or something like that. And Lord of the Flies was a pig's head on like a stick, and it was how are these flies around there or whatever. But I'm trying to get at is I have a few friends that are seeing what I'm doing and they want to do it as well. Not tattoos, but they want to be their own bosses or something like that. And they're questioning, I'm older than Anthony. Why? can I be like him? So instead of asking me for help or tips, they're trying to make me their clients for their business in a bad way. Not like, I have a friend of mine and he sells CMOS sometimes, but I'm the only one who buys it. So he's like DMing me like, yo, I got CMOS for you. It's going to be this much money, but let me know right now if you're going to buy it because I got 10 other people waiting to buy it. You're lying. And he's also selling holistic tea bags that he's making, and he's trying to charge me $4 per tea bag.
What and the I'm fuck? Like,
dude, I want to support you, but you never paid for a tattoo from me. You didn't even say happy birthday to me. Like people
$4 a tea bag.
A tea bag. And I don't know, what I'm trying to get at is that movie and book, Lord of the Flies, is like showing how you struggle together or blah blah blah, and or you made it to shore together, but eventually your friends and your classmates are gonna start looking at you like you're a fucking steak and they want to by all means get what you have instead of working next to you, they wanna be you or something, or I don't know. I don't know if you ever went through anything like that where people are trying to make money off of you and they don't even see you as yourself anymore.
That was my whole music career, you know, like I was selling tickets for people, they're making mad money off of us. I never made anything, you know, like I lost money. Mm-hmm. And there was so many sold out shows and we sold fat chunks of tickets, like we were heavily responsible for it, and in getting different artists there because they fucked with us, like it was more than just even the crowd we brought, because we got artists that brought their own crowd too.
Mm-hmm.
it was crazy what we were doing, and never made money unless I snuck it. Like we opened for Cassidy and we sold almost 100 tickets.
Oh yeah,
almost. And I may or may not have reported 80, you know, like because that's how you make money. And then I report 80 and he's like, where's the rest? I was like, I don't even know, dude, I can't find them. Like I was like 22, you know what I mean, 23, something like that. And just like, I don't know where it is, man. I don't know. Just to make money. Because I knew that shit was sold out. Like, that was... Oh, that shit used to piss me off when I knew shit was, like, sold out. And they're not giving the main artists anything at all. Like, they're going to put us... hype us up. Like, oh, we're going to put you right before the main person is on. So you're, like, the headliner for the locals. And I'm like, okay, pay me like a headliner then. Like...
But were you like realistically the person that like nobody's fucking looking at as everybody enters the doors or something? Is that how they treated you?
Yeah, that's what they tried to do. It's like, okay, so I sold all these tickets for you. I got these artists to help you. Not even I, Matt, but Organic, he fucking did so much work selling tickets and getting other artists involved too. And it was an insane movement. And, you know, once him and I stopped working with each other and stopped selling tickets together, coincidentally, all of that stuff collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. Because it was a different energy. It was a different energy, man. Like, There was points at time where I was like, dude, we're going to fucking make it. Like, I can't believe this shit is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the whole crowd rocking with you with their hands up and shit. It's just like
a meme right there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny. You brought up the stage dive and everybody like, I think it's hilarious. So I get why people laugh at it, but people don't understand that. That stage dive fail is what I've made the most money on in music in my life.
Yes. That's literally how it goes for everybody. The
yeah.
dumbest thing you put out, the thing you took less time working on.
Art was a mistake. It wasn't even meant to be.
And I don't like that. Sometimes I put a lot of hours into a big masterpiece and nobody cares about it. But if I do like a little tattoo like yours, everybody's off that shit.
Yep. Yep.
You know why that is?
Why?
People are simpletons, in my opinion. Not saying my clients are idiots, but there's some people that there's people like Gary Vee that can lead a lot of good people, like smart people, blah blah blah, a mass of great people. And then there's some people that are shepherds and they're just herding sheep. Sheep will like any dumb little tattoo you do, any song that you put out, anything like that. And that's a thing I try to explain to a lot of people. I used to get jealous of the guy next to me because he had more clients than I did and he sucked at tattooing. But I'm like, this guy's just a shepherd. I'd rather have maybe five doctors to tattoo or a fucking librarian or a school nurse than 300 idiots that just don't know what they're even wearing on their sleeve anymore.
Yeah. Facts. Yeah, I feel like that's what's hard about tattooing is I feel like there's probably not a lot of originality on some clients' parts. I can imagine a lot of people just doing like the most basic shit possible. And you're just like, really? All right. Like mine.
Well, that one was fun because although it's a simple tattoo, it's like that tattoo wasn't an easy tattoo to do because there's so little shit to look at that any wiggle in the line, you will see that. And whoever's looking at it will see that. It's like one of those weird things that you can't look away from when you look at it. And there's no shading in there. So if I fucked the line up, there was no hiding that.
Mm-hmm.
So those American traditional style tattoos are like the OG kind of tattoos that are like real tattoo shit, not like just random body art. So I wasn't unhappy to do that one.
I love it, man. I really have been thinking about finishing my music arm with you, and that's what I'm gonna do because I know when I sit down for my next tattoo session, I need to be like, I don't know what you can do. What's the 6 hours? Is that like a max thing?
I can go all day if we take breaks and eat food and stuff like that. I literally get there at maybe 9:10 every day, and then some days I won't leave till midnight if I need to be there. But
oh damn,
if I go for the day, I'm there. Like I absolutely love being there. I don't see it as labor or work. It's just it's kind of like my drug or whatever.
Yeah, that's dope. It's so fire to like when you get to make money and like provide for your family off the thing that you love the most,
mm-hmm.
or love doing the most, I should say. It's a beautiful thing.
It's awesome. There are downsides to it. It's just like every Disney movie. Be careful what you wish for, because you're a tattooer now, but now you have to maintain like this personality. You can't say certain shit on Instagram, or all your clients will cancel you. Or be prepared to be at ShopRite and somebody sees you and they're like, yo, how much for this on my arm? Or something like that. There's always somebody. Any family event you go to, anything. There's always something. And you have to maintain this like professional public figure. You can't, well, in my opinion, you can't, because people are going to see how you live your life and they're going to bring that into your tattoo world and be like, well, that guy fucking picks his nose on camera. I'm never going to go get a tattoo from him. Or that guy believes in this thing that a lot of people don't believe in, and I don't think I want to go to get a tattoo by him despite how good he is. So you have to almost be this character for people. And that's the thing I don't like about it.
Yeah, you're just an artist. Mm-hmm. That's all you get to be. You get to be Mr. Ukulele. That's it.
And more money, more problems is literally real. I don't know how the fuck it magically happens, but like more money, more problems. Seriously, I don't know how, but your bills get more expensive it's like your bills just know that you have more money. So it's like so everybody, in my opinion, in this world has the same amount of money.
Hmm.
Well, not like people like me versus the guy that owns Amazon or whatever, but like you, me, my fucking roommates and my shop mates. Like, because I can have $1 million, but if I'm $1 million in debt, I really have $0.
Yeah.
And you have $1 and you're richer than I am. But you probably think I'm richer than you, but you don't see what's under the iceberg.
It's true. A lot of the a lot of people who are very wealthy have a ton of debt. Mm-hmm. A ton of debt. Or I mean, a lot of them wipe that debt out with bankruptcies and shit, but
yeah.
Because they don't need credit, a lot of them. You know what I mean? Like, when you're a billionaire, what the fuck do you need credit for?
Right.
Like, credit, bitch. I'll give you $1 billion. Shut the fuck up. Like,
they can buy Credit Karma.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, you can't bank here. You want to bet? Do you want to fucking bet?
That does seem like an extreme loophole, though. Like, oh, I'm so rich, I don't need credit. So I'm just going to keep getting rich by opening more credit cards. Something. Is there any, like, is anybody doing that shit?
I don't know. I think the credit card companies have their interest rates set so that way, you know, it's hard to scam people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard to scam them. It's hard for people to scam them. Sorry, that's what I meant. Maybe. It's, I haven't heard of any credit card scams in a long time.
It's got to be more people than we know doing it.
About to Google it. Credit card scams. How to? I'm just kidding.
How to hypothetically scam credit cards.
Oh, man. 6 credit card scams. This is from 2021. Sorry. September 15th. That's pretty close. The charity scam.
Oh.
The hotspot scam. The credit card sign up farm scam. The interest rate scam. The overcharge. The skim. Yeah. So I guess there's still credit card debt, but people are just way more. They do it through charities.
Fucked up, man.
It's so fucked up.
Charities, churches.
That's why I don't trust most of these charities.
I know, and it's always sad when they're like, do you want to donate $1 to Children's St. Jude? I'm like, fuck no. I would love to, but I don't think you're going to pay them. Because if you did care, you'd pay them yourself. And we would just reimburse you somehow.
Can I just give this money directly to a family of my choosing, please?
Oh. And they think you're special by writing your name on like a heart, and then they put the heart up like behind the register. That's fucked up.
Like, you're special. Good job, guys. Oh my god, dude. I feel like, oh man. The way I envision tattooing being, I asked you what you think the future was like, and it made me think about it. I think it'll be heavily involved with NFTs, like intertwined, because it just makes sense. You can have one of one NFTs of a tattoo design,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, like, because most tattoo designs. Or maybe I'm wrong here. You can correct me if I'm wrong. Most tattoo designs are probably unique, right? No?
No way.
What would you say the percentage of people that just want like a stencil of something and the people that want something you created by you?
Well, somebody normally goes to a tattoo shop and they say, I want this. And they'll show you a picture off Google, and the tattooer will just be like, email it to me, I'll print it out. Or you'll show me a picture of a tattoo, that already exists. And then there's some artist that will take that picture of the tattoo and just trace it and put it on you. But then there's people like me that sees your idea and actually draws it first. Sometimes I even have the message right now. I showed a kid like my version. He said, no, I want to just like the picture. That shit drives me insane. But no, there are not any original tattoos anymore, unless you're doing some like crazy ass mixed media pop art, or some people are just trying to be different. They'll do a portrait and then they'll do like a red line in front of the portrait or something like that. Like, or they'll do like a portrait of somebody and they'll like add a second head just to make it look a little bit different. But if you type in American traditional wolf tattoo right now, you're going to see the same one, or panther. You're going to see the same one on everybody.
Oh, yeah. What the hell?
It's just one was created one day, and then everybody just redraws it.
What the hell?
Make it any different than that, apparently.
I guess I should have shared my screen, but what the fuck? It really is just like pages and pages of people that do that same exact wolf.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. So people are just... Wow. All right. So does it... I don't know. I'm trying to think of how they could be intertwined with NFTs, because now...
Well, there are tattoo artists that are getting into that, and they're just drawing up. I don't know anything about NFTs yet. I have not dived into it. I don't even know what that is. I just know they look like little profile pictures of creatures, and people sell them. So I know that there are tattoo artists that I follow that are starting to like draw characters or whatever the hell they are. But it's like that shit seems so deep. I'm just waiting for the right time to start learning about it.
Right. It is deep. It definitely is. It's something that's going to take like 60 to 90 days of like studying to really like get down. Like, I still don't really have it fully down. I'm still learning. I'm completely learning like every day. Like, having my NFT project, you think it's going to go one way and then like it's not sold out still a couple months later, and you're like, when realistically, like, most projects don't. And like, it's just hard not to judge yourself when you see so many other projects like just smashing it out of the park. It's like, fuck, man, like, what do I gotta do? What can I change?
Well, there are some people that are using their Instagram platforms, I guess.
Yeah,
if you're famous on Twitter or Instagram, like, more people will fuck with you on the NFT world. I don't know, but if you can try to describe it or sum it up, what the fuck is it, how does it work in one sentence, how would you?
NFT.
Yeah.
An NFT is a non-fungible token that has utilities attached to it, and sometimes art.
So how are people making money off of this shit?
A few different ways. So like, Gary V has made money off it because he sold out. You know, like, he sold out of 9,200 characters. And for an average price of even, say, one ETH, I think that the average price was probably way over that, though. It's a lot of fucking ETH. What is it? It's
Ethereum?
Yeah, Ethereum, sorry. I'm talking like everybody knows. And Ethereum was at like 4,600 earlier. I'll just put 4,200. That is bank $40 million. Yes, $40 million. But now, if I was to look at the total volume traded, which is what I'm about to do, of VFriends, that number is going to be way more insane. You ready? So this is after that 40 million was initially made, he gets 5% of all the secondary, or whatever percent he chooses, I don't know what it is, of the secondary sales. So when it sells on the secondary market, he gets a percentage of that too. So there's been 30,000 Ethereum traded now. So 30,000 times 4,200 is 125 million. That was since May.
What the hell?
Yeah.
So is this something that everybody's like, the thing that's scaring me is like people are trying to bully you into doing it. Like, if you don't do it, you're going to be doomed. NFT is the future.
They're kind of right, especially for independent creators. Like, it's the best way to have complete creative control because you can prove via blockchain that you own shit. It's on an online wallet tracked. It's like better than a trademark, honestly.
So it's basically just authenticating your painting virtually. Yeah.
Basically, I mean, there's literally NFTs that are minting like as if they're like a card, you know, like a sports card, and they're like getting them graded and shit, mm-hmm. and then framed and selling them in real art exhibits.
What the hell, man?
So it's fucking nuts, dude. NFTs are limitless what you can do. Like Gary Vee just he sold 5 of the original drawings of E-Friends, and he had them graded like baseball cards and shit, and they sold for like $7 million altogether. It's insanity.
Aren't they just like child looking drawings?
Yeah, all of them look like mine. They're like similar to mine. Doodles, that's what he calls them. He's like, I'm trying to be the next Disney.
Two questions I had. What do you think about Doge and Shiba? Oop. And what do you think about the metaverse?
Oh, man. Doge and Shiba is quicker, so we'll start with that. I sold my Doge a long time ago when I made a little bit of money off it. I was like, whatever, I'm good with it. I've watched it since, and it doesn't seem like it's done much. In the past few months, it's been like hovering around like 20 to 25 cents. Mm-hmm. It's been chilling. Shiba, though, I bought like 6 months ago before it crashed. I put like $200 into it, and then it crashed and was worth like $40. That was great. And and now it's worth, well, earlier when I checked, it was worth like 400 something, but it's been up to like 600 at some points.
Yeah, so I guess I was asking because around the time I messaged you on Facebook about Doge, I put maybe 1,000 or something into it, and then I just kept putting maybe 3,000 altogether. But when it went up to like almost 80 cents, somehow I lucked out at $20,000, but I didn't take it the fuck out. So down. And now I only have maybe $1,500 gain right now. But the Shiba a few months ago, and it was at like 0.00035 or something like that, I put 1,000 in. And then when it went up a little bit, I put 1,000 more. And then I maybe got like $2,000 or $3,000 up. But that shit just crashed, and now I'm negative. What am I? Negative $700 right now. Now I'm worried that it's not going to go back up.
Oh man, I haven't checked Shiba all day. Crypto.com coin is busting right now, though. That shit's just in a crazy uptrend. Oh, Shiba. Kind of want to sell you.
Altogether, I have $2,500 in there, but I would have $700 more if I didn't have negative $700 return right now.
Right,
and that's a scary number. But I'm thinking about if it's at 46 now, like 0.00046. If I put $2,500 into it right now, is that shit going to go low again? Or you think it's just going to go up from here?
Into Shiba?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's such an ugly downtrend.
I know.
Oh, my God. I haven't paid attention to it in the last couple of days. Holy shit, that's ugly. I should have sold it when it was double what it, almost double what it is now. Whatever. Still up. I've been thinking about selling it, and then because if you stake like $400 of CRO, the crypto.com coin, you get like special benefits, and I already have their debit card, so I get like more benefits. I can use my crypto, and like I can stake it, so I'm like constantly earning more crypto.com coin, and it's going up right now. Like I had a free $25 for signing up, and it's worth $113 now.
Oh,
yeah, and like off the Sonat bonus. So like when I buy that 400, I'll get that as a bonus too. So like it's locked until I stake $400.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then once I stake, it's gonna be like mad CRO, bro. I'm about to be. I need to just do it. I'm halfway thinking about selling all my Shiba right now, like while I'm still up.
Do you think it's done for?
I don't know. I'm just like, I just hate volatile shit coins. Like it's, I hate just watching these fucking heart attack dips. That's what I'm looking at when I look at a Shiba chart. It's like, where is this even going?
Although, everyone's talking about Floki right now. Did you hear about that one?
No.
It's like there's Doge, then there's Shiba, then there's Floki Inu, which is about to do what Doge and Shiba did, because it's only available if you like – you can buy it by like going on this – what is it called? Like pancake swap, and then you buy like Ethereum, and then you trade it for the Floki, and then I don't know. But then after a period of time, all these cryptocurrencies, they like become available on like Coinbase and Robinhood and Voyager and shit like that. So it like spikes, and then everybody buys it like we do when it comes available on what we know how to use. And then it goes down, down, down every time. But yeah, everybody's talking about that because it's like apparently the perfect time to get in, because the it's not a penny yet. It's like 0.00000.
I'm always just debating. Like I'm just like, what do I do next? And then I'm like, I think I'm going to do this. Like I've been telling myself for like the past week and a half, 2 weeks, that I'm going to sell my Shiba and put it into crypto.com coin. And I just haven't. And now I'm like, fuck. Because when I first could have done it too, that $25 was probably worth 50. So it's gone up like double since then. So like, if I would have put 400, it would have realistically been 800 by now. Like, then it would have been way up. So it's just shit like that drives me crazy.
Seems like whatever move I make, the performance becomes the opposite. Like if I sell right now, that shit's about to go up to a dollar tonight after I fucking sell it. That's just my luck. That's how it works. But I can't sell now because I'm negative $700.
Oh, damn. Yeah, you're hodling.
I should have fucking cashed out my 20K with Dogecoin last year and never downloaded the app again. Just people like talk shit too much. And there was this kid that I know. And he's like, you know that if you cash that out, like you're going to have to pay all these capital gains. So you're basically going to have nothing. So that $20,000 is not even $20,000 anymore. Like, I guess he was like hating. He has a point, but like, bitch, who cares? Unless they find me. I'm already paying taxes with the tattoo business. So I feel like nobody's going to be searching like what exactly I'm making off crypto or whatever. But I kept it in there because everybody was saying if you cash out right now without staying in for a year, your capital gains taxes are going to be higher than what it would be if you stayed for a year or something. Or something. I don't know what they were saying, but people scared not selling.
People did that with a lot of people, and then boom, the people lost tens of thousands of dollars. It's like, I have a hard time listening to anybody about crypto. Like, I listen to everybody, but I'm very, very, very cautious. Like, I've yet to lose money. I've been down, obviously. Like, my Shiba was down fucking 75% from when I bought it at one point. But it's up now just because I was patient and, like, hodled. And AMC, same thing. I don't really fuck with stocks too much. They're way too complicated for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
But on the complexity of it, I did a market buy on AMC instead of a limit buy. So, like, I did the buy thinking that I was going to get it at $11, and the market came in at $16.50 or something like that. So all of a sudden I had stocks at $16.50. I was like, what the fuck? Like, what the, that didn't happen. I know, I put in a bid for this. Like, I screenshotted it and everything. And then my friend was like, dude, you did a market buy. It says it right there. I'm like, yeah, a market buy. Like, I wanted to buy at that price when the market opened. And he's like, but it was way higher than that when the market opened. And I was like, oh, fuck, market buy. He's like, yeah. I was like, well, what do I do if I want to put a limit on how much I want to spend? He's like, limit. Limit buy. Well, fuck this shit. So I guess it's really not that complicated, but it's just not my cup of tea. I'm looking at this crypto.com chart and just like, it's tempting. It's so tempting to make a move right now. I think I'm going to sleep on it. Like, probably lose
your whole life savings into it right now. Fuck it. Seriously, though, do it.
I got nothing to lose, right?
No, you just write a bad review on Facebook and then you'll get your money back.
I wish that's how it worked on crypto. Imagine, like, you like put money into a shit coin and you got scammed, and then you write a bad review and they actually give you your money back. Like,
right.
Like, if you get scammed in crypto, you just know it's gone forever. Because there's no regulations on this shit.
I'm stressing.
So, yeah. So who's the... Yeah, be very careful. Don't ever give out your seed phrases to your wallets. Don't ever give out anything. Don't even... Except if people like send me money, or like they want to send you money, you can send them your public wallet address. That's it.
Right.
That's it. Like, fuck that shit. And not even random people sending you money. Like, fuck that. Nobody is going to send you random money.
Is it possible that, like, some people are like, oh, Doge is for the long term diamond hands, like 10 years from now. Is it possible that whoever the fuck created Dogecoin can right now say Doge over? Doge doesn't exist anymore.
Doge over. No.
It doesn't work like that.
No. Yeah, like they'd have to. It will always be there now. So even if somebody owned 100% of all the Doge, which I don't even think is possible, because they're constantly mining it, I think. Even if somebody owned 100% of all the Doge, when they sold it, Doge would just go to zero. It wouldn't like disappear, you know, like places would probably stop trading it,
mm-hmm.
but it just kind of like lays dormant. So it's not like if there's a certain amount of time that it hasn't been a certain price, it gets canceled. Which is good. One of the good things.
Yeah, I guess it's good. So you can have some more long-term hope. But it's like there's these Facebook groups that I'm in that are like Shiba or Doge fucking groups. And it's like they're like, everybody on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, put $20 in. But when you're like culty like that, somebody's gonna fucking know that you're pumping at 7 o'clock and they're gonna dump and take all the money. Like,
yep.
Too many people are aware in that group, like it's gonna be like Lord of the Flies. Everybody's gonna turn savage against each other. I'm just staring at this thing right now, deciding if I should put $2,500 into it right now or not.
Into Shiba?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me see where it's at. I hope I'm not depressed. All right, it went up a little bit since the last time I seen it. I really just want it to be not negative 21% on the day.
That's it. Oh, excuse me. Or maybe if there was like a new little shit coin that was very low that was available on everywhere. Like, I don't like how it's on these like pancake swap ass websites where you can't get access unless you do extensive research on how to fucking buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Those people are the ones that are actually making the real money, because once it becomes available to Robinhood and other apps, like that shit goes the fuck up. And then those people have a fun day.
Yeah, the people that have the insight to be like, ooh, this coin is going to be the next big one and get behind it. Like, a lot of people accidentally got behind Dogecoin. Like, it just was a joke. People were like, oh, hi, I have crypto. Look at me. Ha, 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 ha. And then it's like, boom, shit's worth money.
Dogecoin is not even moving. Like, you stare at it for 10 seconds, like, it doesn't do that money flippy looking thing.
I haven't looked at a Doge chart in a minute. I've just seen the price. Holy shit, there's so many. You think it'd be at the top? There it is. Yeah, 26 cents. Yep. Yep, it looks like a roller coaster ride to me. It does seem like an artificial spike and then a market correction, though.
Mm-hmm.
The market correction was a little bit higher than before the artificial spike. Possible artificial spike. Kind of like the election. What? it's crazy. There's like this fucking election fraud going on in the local elections and shit right now. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
Yeah, there's like people letting people vote that like they know. They're like letting them have like multiple cards to vote and shit.
Oh.
And all of a sudden, you know, there's 8,000 mail-in votes and all 8,000 are for one candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all at once, randomly in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
It's like they do the same shit over and over. It's crazy. The politics is so fucked. I hate that shit. That's why I don't even be on Facebook anymore, because I'm just like, I don't want to talk about this shit anymore.
Too much of that fucking shit.
Yeah, dude. I got to get something drawn by you for an NFT project for sure. For sure, for sure.
Do a pig's head.
A pig's head, you said?
Yeah. That's what I'm drawing next, because since we were talking about Lord of the Flies, it's more fitting than drawing like a literal pig's head with like he's dead on like a sword. Like a sword is in the ground and the pig's head is like on it. And there's like little flies around it.
Hell yeah.
But wait, metaverse. You're
drawing that right now?
No, I'm going to draw it like tomorrow morning.
Okay. I was like, damn, all right. You're about to do a live drawing?
Oh, boy, too much pressure. Way too much pressure.
That should be crazy. I really want to do like a live animation type of thing for my NFT project. That's kind of what I'm hung up on, is like, do I really want to do that? Or do I want to like almost like a a music video for all five songs, but the music videos are all like a virtual world instead of like the real world.
Do you have an iPad?
No.
Oh. Do it on there.
Could you animate it though?
Yeah, there's an app called Procreate. That's how everybody draws their tattoos and stuff. And they have this feature where you can like draw the picture and then next clip draw it again, and you can kind of see what was behind it, so you can like help it animate. But I'm not getting paid for this, but if you go to AT&T, you can finance like a new ass iPad, big as fuck. I think it's $50 a month.
Yeah,
and it comes with like a phone number and all that stuff.
Yeah. My shit's maxed out for my you know, installment plans. I got the whole family on.
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. I got the wifey, I got her mother and father and sister. I got two business lines, like it's a lot.
Oh, they said fuck you, not getting nothing else.
Yeah, bro. I wanted to go get a 13 plus. And they're like, oh, you got to put like 400 down. I'm like, why, bro? Like, I have good credit. I've been with you forever. I have good standing with you guys. I have auto pay on. Like, why can't I just get it for no money down, or the 100 down like it's supposed to be? And they're just like, oh, well, no, because you ran out of your balance. So with that much extra, I'm like, well, then raise my balance. I don't know.
The thing I like about them, though, is that, like, they don't, I don't know if they were lying to me, but they said like they don't affect your credit. Like if you don't pay your bill or something, they don't affect.
They do.
So they lie to me?
They lie to you.
Damn, they lied to you, 19-year-old me.
They lied to you when they said there was no contract, dude. They lied to you.
I was like, bet, I'll take the iPad. I'll take Beats by Dr. Dre. I'll take the other Beats that go in the ear. The AirPods. I took everything. Everything.
And then you didn't pay it?
Yeah, all of it. But they just made it seem like we don't affect your credit whatsoever. Like there's going to be no penalties to your like credit score in real life or anything like that.
Oh, no. If you do not pay, you do not get to keep.
I have to take my shit.
Are you crazy? No, I don't think they take it from you. They'll just bill it. They'll just be like, oh, we're going to charge you for a brand new phone. Congratulations. You have a $1,300 charge on your bill now.
They should just find a way to disable your device remotely. That way you can't even use it.
Yeah, that would suck. Don't get that in their head. I'm gonna start thinking all crazy now.
All right.
Sheba's making more dips.
Really? Good thing I didn't buy it 5 minutes ago.
Womp, womp, womp. Oh. Yeah, it's not doing good.
I'm scared.
Fucking Shiba, man. I hate these coins. I hate these shit coins.
As you should.
I always forget about this Ethereum that I have in this wallet. I'm such an NFT addict, dude. I'm like, I could buy this NFT. It's out. It's out right now. I just bought one the other day called Stick Dicks. It's literally just like stick figure drawings with dicks and different sized dicks. And I don't know. There was a pretty big community around it. There was like 11,000 people in the community. And I bought in. I'm interested to see how big my dicks is.
So does it work the same way crypto works money-wise? Like you put money on it and it's... If it gets more popular, I guess it's worth more, so you get more money.
Yeah, exactly. And different rarities matter. Like that's what I'm waiting to see with my dicks is, because it'll let me know my rarity. Like I got a Grills Gang, and the Grills Gang was a super rare one. It was like number 200 and something out of 10,000 for rarity, which was just luck of the draw for me. And you know, if you get something like that, like I made a flip from, I spent $240 on it, and 24 hours later I made $6,700 on it from the flip.
Wow.
So it was, yeah, it was a crazy flip, dude. It was my best flip so far. And now I have a few other NFTs. Like I have Eternal Royals, which I hold on. I got to show you Eternal Royals because they're so fucking fire. I'll show you mine, and then I'll show you some of the really good ones. Mine's a pretty basic one. It's all I could afford. I didn't mint, so I didn't get, like, in on it. Isaac, I'm on my show, and I've been doing my show for so long. He just doesn't know.
His camera work's getting crazy good.
Isaac, yeah, he's so fucking fire. He's I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but he's moving somewhere.
Where?
California. LA. Yeah.
He belongs there.
You think so?
Fuck yeah. He looks like he's from there.
He's too chill for Massachusetts. That's what you're saying.
Wow. Are you gonna miss him?
I am gonna miss him.
So, all right, so that's the thing right there. Say you buy in. Are you buying a percent of it, like a share of it?
No, that's yours. This is your art piece, number 8961.
So
then, like, if you go to the Eternal Royals, wow, the floor price is way lower than what I paid. Fuck me. That makes me want to buy more. As you can see, some of them have, let's look at the high priced ones, because you'll see some of the, oh wait, actually I could do the traits right here. So the royal bonus is one of the big things, like this, these are rares, all of them. So they start introducing like wing designs, and they get real funky. Ready? So let's see. What is it? Royalty type? No. There's pink money skull. Yeah. See, like, and then there's some that have skulls. Their art is so fucking fire, though. It's crazy.
That is cool as fuck. But when you buy into this stuff, what actually do you own?
The art.
Like, then, a digital copy?
Yes, it's in your digital wallet.
But like, if you don't own the full thing, you own like a percentage of it. Like, do you get like a little fucking pixel?
You can't own a percentage of it, really.
So
unless you did it as a DAO, which is like, I don't fully understand that at all, but it's like a group of people who invest their money together, pool it together, and buy an NFT, and then they have a contract with each other that it takes X amount of people to be able to sell the NFT, and when they sell it, they split it 10 ways or whatever, however many people were in there.
That is crazy.
Yeah, it's like the Wild West right now. There's not really like a set of rules we have to go by at all. Mm-hmm. Let's see if my Stick Dix is ready for reveal yet. This is like everything I have in my wallet. Man, I really paid 0.06 and it's 0.01 right now. Fuck me.
So you basically go on this website right here and you find a picture that looks cool and you put money on it, or you buy it for what it's worth?
You buy it for what it's worth, or but bid on it.
If you buy it, does everyone else be able to buy it?
No, nobody can buy. Like, I'm Stick Dicks number 329. Nobody can buy number 329.
Does 330 look the same as that?
No.
Wait a minute. So how does this value go up if you're the only one that buy it?
Because it's based upon the rarity in the selection. So like, a lot of them, when you mint them, they have like randomized traits and shit and randomized backgrounds and whatnot. It's and based upon that rarity is how much it's worth.
So you probably look at your views you got at the top and see how many people are looking at it, and you probably can increase its value or something if you wanted mm-hmm. to.
Yeah, it depends on a lot of things. Like Gary V's thing, like if he does what he says he's going to do, which is he's going to buy the Jets and then, you know, win a Super Bowl with them and shit. If he actually does that, what that's going to do for the token holders that have his token is crazy, because it's going to make his net worth go up. More people are going to want to get into the project. It's insanity, dude. He's literally doing some crazy shit. People don't even know it. People are sleeping. Big sleeping. I'm trying to figure usually like this is all just like all the background shit of a contract on the blockchain. That's how complicated it is. But I'm trying to see. Sometimes if you go into these back things, you can see what the art looks like before it's revealed. And Stick Dicks, that's hilarious. I don't even know. I don't want to keep everybody waiting over Stick Dicks, but, you know. It's important. Just kidding. I got to find another project to get into, but yeah, shit. It's already fucking 11 o'clock. This shit's, every time that I get into conversations with people, even tonight, like I was a little bit worried because I wasn't feeling like 100%, but it's even then, it's like, I don't look at the timer, and then I look up for the first time. It's like an hour in, hour and a half in, 2 hours in. One of them was like almost 3 hours in when I looked at it for the first time. Like, I just don't pay attention to that shit at all. I just talk.
This is the most, how is it, distracting pastime, I'd say, because it didn't seem like I was here for an hour 30 either.
That's good. That means I don't suck at my job. I mean,
yeah, it's awesome. I never did anything like this before, so it's not. It's like, you know how like if you're like FaceTiming somebody for an hour and a half, it gets awkward. This doesn't feel like that. For some reason, it doesn't feel like that.
Yeah, that's kind of why I put the little bit of like the show banner and shit like that, because just to make it seem like it's just more of a show. Like, literally all that is like a banner, you know.
I mean, yeah, this would be a little weird.
Yeah, this would be like a Zoom call meeting at work. Like, yeah. And then you pop that in and it's a whole different vibe. That's what I'm all about. I thought you were just rolling something up. I was so excited. Yeah, I'm live right now. Oh. Oh, you're being loud. Just kidding. She is, though. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, so for everybody listening and watching, tell them where they can find you at.
Instagram. iUkulele Tat. Or if you want to just generalize the whole thing, Mr. Ukulele's Tattoo Parlor on Facebook, Google, or Instagram.
You're not on Twitter?
No, not yet.
Oh, man, bro.
It's always scary to take that first step to look at the big mountain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twitter, you know?
I got rid of Facebook and basically replaced it with Twitter.
Yeah.
Except I'm on Twitter a billion times less than I was on Facebook because it's just too much. Like algorithms can semi be good because it is like a lot when you look at like the timeline of Twitter compared to other ones that are a little bit more compact. But it's nice because it's like, I don't know, it's a lot of support on there, and it's like my quickest account for new follows lately. Like, it's getting way more new follows than my Instagram and everything.
Yeah.
So, but hell yeah, man. I'll definitely have to have you on the show again next year and see what's going on. And I, like I said, once we buy our house, we'll definitely have to book a tattoo session with you.
Or a tattoo party.
Or tattoo party. That's kind of what I meant. But I'm probably gonna be greedy as fuck at one of the nights of just me for like 6 to 8 hours.
Make a trip out of it then. A vacation.
Exactly. Yeah. Get a nice ass like Airbnb or something. Or even at the house. We're hoping if everything goes right, then you know it'll be plenty of room to set up there.
Oh yeah.
But yeah. Fuck. What's my outro? That's what it is.
You go like this.
As always, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. Good vibes to you. This has been another episode of What Did Adam Say? I can't believe I even got through it. Like, I've been feeling like dog shit for the last part of this night, and the energy of Anthony got me through that shit for sure. So, you know, I'm excited to see what you do with your tattooing, my man. And I'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too, bro.